Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Ed Stoudahar is Assistant Director of Research and Development for the water reclamation situation. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Steve.
Thanks for coming on. I know it's a very busy morning, but you scared me this morning. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because you said don't take a shower for a while. What is this warning that we heard earlier this morning, and explain why we needed it?
Well, our systems right now are at capacity. So we have 7 wastewater treatment plants throughout the county. We have 550-plus miles of sewer. We have 109 miles of deep tunnel system, 3 reservoirs. Tunnels and reservoirs hold about 13.5 billion gallons of water.
And we're full.
And we're full. And we are... trying to do everything we can, and, it's a public service announcement. We try and encourage people to delay things like, laundry or, putting on a dishwasher and just, anything you can, that everybody can do their part.
Oh, did I lose you, Ed? You with me?
He's leaving it at that. Do your part.
Do your part. He had to go.
Yeah. If he didn't fall into the deep tunnel.
Ed!
The tunnel this morning.
Standing by?
I've been in the deep tunnel before. It's actually pretty cool in that area out southwest of the city.
It's an amazing bit of engineering.
Huge.
Ed Stoudahar, we got disconnected, Ed. Sorry about that. Thanks for coming back.
No problem.
All right. So, again, we want you to have an opportunity to put the warning or at least the ask out. Don't do your dishes. Don't do your laundry. If you can avoid this till the end of the day, it gives the city and the county a chance to move this water along in a way so that we're not going to have the issues we have right now.
Correct. So we have our systems. We have a very large system. 7 treatment plants, 550 miles of sewers, 109 miles of deep tunnel. These are, up to 30 foot in diameter tunnels, 300 feet deep in the ground, 3 reservoirs. We're talking about 13.5 billion gallons of storage in the tunnels and reservoirs. And plus we manage the Chicago area waterways. It's 76 miles of navigable waterway in the Chicago land area. And right now, everything is full. We still have capacity at our reservoir in the south area, but the other reservoirs are full. The tunnels are full. Our sewers, our treatment plants are at capacity, and they're treating billions of gallons of water every day. And we're capturing billions of gallons of water, and things are working really well. But any stress we can take off the system, helps everybody out, and it lessens what eventually we go out to the waterways as a CSO, combined sewer overflow. And, we've captured a lot of that water now, and that water will go back and get full treatment as the storm pulls out and we get back to more normal operations.
So with the cooperation, then we won't have to take the emergency measures like pumping some of this into the river and the lake. Is that what I'm hearing, or am I wrong about that?
Right. Every little bit helps. And so far, we have not put anything into the lake. So we have had CSOs that go out to the rivers in a storm of this size. That's going to happen. But we've captured the worst of it, goes into the deep tunnel and the reservoirs, which is huge because then it gets full treatment back at our treatment plants. Everything we can do to limit what goes out to the waterways, what goes into the sewer system right now, has an impact.
You got plenty to do other than talk to me, Ed. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Steve.
That's Ed. Oh, boy, I had it a moment ago, didn't I? Ed Stoudahar.
Stoudahar.
Yes. Yeah. As far as the forecast goes, specifically for Chicago, maybe some thunderstorms at 10, some rain at 1. But generally speaking, we're going to start to work our way out of this.
Yeah, I think there might be a little rain tomorrow in the forecast as well, but it'll be dry this weekend.
We've got no more room.
And plus the snow and stuff, that melted off and became water,
What we do know is the deep tunnel is where the mole people are.
That's right. And that Steve Krasanich has been in the deep tunnel.
Fit an airliner in one of those tunnels.
Isn't that crazy?
That's big.
Steve's going to do the stories that matter right now from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.